Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
And we've got another interview.
We have. Who have we got?
Oh, I can't remember.
We've got Maureen.
I'm so forgetful.
We've got Maureen.
Maureen, that's it.
From Gasp. Oscar, what is Gasp?
What is Gasp?
Oh, what is Gasp? It stands for Gilbert and Sullivan Promotions.
Okay.
And we are a theatre group who, we do a few other things, but we specialise in Gilbert and Sullivan musicals.
You do?
That's what we're about.
Yeah, operettas, aren't they?
They are operettas. They are sort of halfway between full-scale operas and comedy musicals, really. There's all lots and lots of comedy in them.
Right, so what is this one you're doing?
This one is called The Sorcerer.
Right.
We did the Mikado last year.
You did.
Absolutely sold it. In fact, all of ours have sold out so far. The Sorcerer is not as well known as Pirates of Penzance and the Mikado and things like that. But in some ways, it's even better. It's even funnier.
Right.
I just get the impression that Mr. Gilbert and Sir Arthur Sullivan had been reading their Shakespeare or going to see Shakespeare because they've nicked some bits from Shakespeare. So the idea is we have a lovely couple.
Right.
Alexis, who is the son of a local dignitary, and Aline, who is the daughter of another local dignitary, and they've just got engaged.
Right.
And they think, well, Alexis, who, it has to be said, is not terribly bright, thinks everyone should be in love like them. So he hires a sorcerer, a magician, to create a potion, which when everybody drinks it, they fall asleep. And when they wake up, they fall in love with the first person they see.
Oh, what could go wrong?
What could possibly... which is nicked from Midsummer Night's Dream.
Right.
But the potion itself, considering it's a love potion, John Wellington Wells, the sorcerer, is calling up sprites of earth and air and...
Oh, my God.
Oh, dearie me.
Toad venom and all this stuff. And you think they're going to put that in the teapot and then they're going to drink it?
Mm.
So you've got all this woo-woo stuff going on. And then 2 minutes later, all the villagers come in and they're going, oh, we're going to a banquet, we're going to have some tea and cake, isn't it lovely?
Right. I'm looking forward to this.
Yes, sounds
course,
good.
In the second act, they all wake up and, well, they do fall in love with completely the wrong people.
Right.
It has to be put right somehow. And at the end, most people end up living happily ever after, with one notable exception. I'm not even going to tell you.
No, don't
give it all away. We've got our tickets to see that.
Yes, it's at Bembridge.
It's at Bembridge Village Hall, and what's interesting is a lot of people who have been used to seeing big Gilbert and Sullivans in, places like Shanklin Theatre, they said to us originally, how are you going to get that big, rich musical sound?
Right.
And the answer is we have what we call a sat chorus, a seated chorus. So we have instead of being on the stage, and they tend to be...
you did that before with something.
Yes, we do it with all of our GNSs. And we have a few members who say, yes, I want to sing, but I don't want to be on stage.
Right.
And so they can then sit down in front of the stage, but their singing enriches the choral parts.
Right. Yes.
Really wonderfully rich.
Yeah, because it's not the hugest stage, is it?
It's not the hugest stage. I think we are filling it. Yeah. We've got plenty of... And that's the other thing. We've got things like maypole dancers going on, country dancing. It's so much fun. I mean, we're having great fun in rehearsing it, and it's just going to be so much fun to watch.
I must admit, I'm not the hugest follower of Gilbert Sullivan. I've never heard of this one.
It is a lesser known one, but as I say, I think it's one of those hidden gems that until you are introduced to it, you don't realise how brilliant it is.
Right.
Mm. We've also got the same sort of wonderful singers that we've had in the past. I mean, interestingly, Rob Bingham and Lucy Hinckley played Nanky Poo and Yum Yum in Mikado, where they fell in love, and they are Alexis and Aline, so they are still together.
Right.
But again, they've got the combination of fabulous singing voices.
Yes.
I mean, Lucy's soprano just soars, and great comedy acting.
Rob's very good with the comedy, isn't he?
I mean, Rob never knew anything about GNS until he was in Pirates of Penzance, where he played Frederick, and he said to me, I don't know if I could do this, and I said, you have got the two basic qualities that you need. You've got a fabulous tenor singing voice, and you've got the most wonderful sense of humour and comic timing, and the combination of the two. But as and even I am getting to do a little role in this, which I'm a little bit nervous about, but I'm doing it. So my role is Mrs. Partlett, who is one of the villagers. She's actually the church pew opener.
As you would.
As you would, which is what they had in Victorian times. And in the original, she has a daughter. We are actually having a sister because Anita, again, has got the most amazing voice, but is not quite young enough to be my sister.
Right.
Nearly, but not quite. To be my daughter, rather. So we're sisters. And Mrs. Partlett's sister is in love with the decrepit local vicar for a reason nobody can ever quite work out.
Right. Yeah.
And Mrs. Partlett is trying to matchmake. She's a real busybody, actually. She's a lovely character to play. And then, again, she ends up paired up with very much the wrong person to everybody's consternation at the in the second act.
So, okay.
Again, lots and lots of them. We've got Paul Stevens. We've got
he's
just fantastic. We've got Libby Pike is going to be singing a song that very, very few people have ever heard, even if they know the sorcerer really well. Because in 1877, just before the premiere of The Sorcerer, for some reason they cut an aria that Lady Sangazure, which is Libby's character, would have sung halfway through the first act. They just cut the song. It's called In Days Gone By. And it then got lost, so nobody even knew what this song was or what tune it was sung to or anything. And recently, a real expert in Gilbert and Sullivan music, called Dr. David Russell Hume, reconstructed it from the fragments that were left. I mean, don't ask me how he did it.
But he did.
But he did. He put it together and he is convinced, and he is the absolute expert, that this is how the song would have been sung had it ever made it to the stage.
Right.
And very, very, very kindly, he has given Gasp permission to put that aria back into the show.
That's fascinating.
So Libby will be singing it for... I think it's been sung a couple of times before, but she's one of the first to actually...
Do we know why it was cut from the original production?
Probably timing. I mean... Okay.
Well, yeah, they're not short, are they?
No, they're not short. I mean, this is one of the shorter ones, actually. But so often you think, oh, there must have been some artistic reason for this not to happen. And the reality is, you know, somebody threw a wobbler in the rehearsal and they said, we're going to take that one out, or we don't like it, or the singer didn't like it, or whatever. But it's a beautiful song. I don't know why.
Nice. Interesting. Well, that'll be interesting, yeah.
But looking forward to it.
Yeah, even if you know Gilbert and Sullivan really, really well, even if you know The Sorcerer really, really well, you're going to be hearing something you've never heard before.
Good. So, Gasp. They've done however many.
We've done Pirates of Penzance, Iolanthe, Mikado, so this is our fourth one, yeah.
How many are there?
Oh, gosh, loads. We've got plenty to go to. You know, next year we're looking at HMS Pinafore.
All right.
Which is, again, one of the better-known ones. After that, we have got, you know, we've got Yeoman of the Guard, we've got Radigal, we've got Patience, we've got loads.
You've got plenty.
We're not going to run out anytime soon.
They were prolific churners of comic opera.
Absolutely, churners, I like that. And by the time we finish the repertoire, everybody who was in Pirates of Penzance the first time will probably have passed away and we can do it all over again.
So, when and how do we get in?
Right, the show, as you say, is on at Bembridge Village Hall. Mm-hmm. It's on the 24th of September, so a couple of weeks' time, Wednesday, and it runs through till Sunday the 28th, which is a matinee. The bad news, there's always a bit of bad news, is that the Sunday is already sold out. I think you're coming Sunday.
We're coming on the Sunday.
Yeah, the Sunday's already sold out. I think we've got about, the last count, about 8 tickets left for the Thursday. We've got a few more for the other evenings, but still they're selling out very quickly. So please get booking.
Yes.
If you go to Ticket Source and put in The Sorcerer, it will come up.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are how much?
The tickets are only £12.
That's not bad,
absolutely,
is it?
Absolutely, only £12. And I also have a phone number that you can call when I get my phone together and can find it. It's definitely here somewhere.
Talk amongst yourselves.
And it is, it is 07761 460925. So that's 07761 460925. 4609 25, and then some very friendly person will answer the phone, or you can leave a message if they don't and they'll get back to you, and you can book your tickets that way as
Brilliant.
Well.
Excellent. Well, looking forward to it immensely.
We
it should
are,
be good.
Yes.
Sounds very exciting.
No.
Oh, it's going to be
it
so
should
much
be
fun.
Very, very good.
So much fun. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much for coming in.
You are very welcome. And thank you very much, as always, for inviting
it's
me.
A pleasure.
And thank you, your team, for putting these things on for us, because, you know, people say, well, what's there to do on the Isle of Wight? Well, where do we start? We're very spoiled for talent. We're very spoiled for people like yourself and your teams who put this stuff on. Really good quality entertainment for next to no money at all.
Absolutely. But equally, we're very grateful for people like you who come and see it, first of all. I mean, our audience, if we didn't have an audience, there would be very little point in putting it on in the first place. And obviously, the audience's money helps to fund the next production that we put on.
Yep.
And also, people like you, Kelvin, and Maggie and Alicia, who invite us onto the show and help to promote it. Because, again, my classic thing is, if people don't actually know that it's on, then they won't come and see
this
it because they don't know it's on.
If you build it, they
at
will
least
come.
The more people who know about it, the more people will get to come.
That's what we're here for.
And then we'll be going on with the next one. So, we just thoroughly enjoy doing it.
We do.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm.